This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. What you find in 1 Peter 3 is that healthy relationships grow out of humble, hopeful, and loving initiatives, and gracious, respectful, and honest responses. 3 points Peter makes to amplify this is develop a healthy relationship in marriage, in the family of believers, and with inquiring unbelievers. We've looked at the first point. Let's consider what he wrote about developing healthy relationships within the family of believers. Beginning in verse 8, he writes, "All of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate, and humble." Though people who are fellow Christians within the church are diverse in personality, abilities, experiences, and interests, they are to commit themselves to doing what Paul said in Philippians 2:2-4. Be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. To be sympathetic involves feeling what others are feeling. What Paul encouraged in Romans 12:15, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn." Brotherly relations should be characterized by warm affection and open acceptance. Being compassionate involves being sensitive and tender in carrying each other's burdens. All of this involves humility, grace, and patience. Who wouldn't thrive in such a positive environment? If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.